This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Braylon Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away. Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division IV state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits. And Aiden Chappie had 3 hits as Landon Price threw the limit 125 going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Rushi. Great night for high school baseball, and we've got a super game for you. The most important contest of the season in the Shelby County Athletic League. It's Fort Loramie on the road against the Rushi Raiders. Rushi with a loss to Fort Loramie in league action. That's what separates these two teams. Fort Loramie 11-0, Rushi 10-1 in league contest. Fort Loramie needs a victory to claim the SCAL title outright. Meanwhile, Rushi wants to be triumphant here tonight to earn a split, a share of the Shelby County Athletic League Championship with the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie has won 10 of the last 15 meetings between these two clubs, 15 of the last 23, although Rushi has won three of the last four tournament contests that these two teams have competed in head-to-head. Rushi last year in the regional championship flipped the script on Fort Loramie, beat the Reds again 7-1. En route to a state championship in Division Four, a couple of years ago, Fort Loramie defeated Rushi by the same count, 7-1. And earlier this year at Fort Loramie, the Redskins were a winner by a final score of 6-1. By way of record, Rushi 19-4 on the year, 10-1 in the SCAL. Fort Loramie 18-4 on the campaign, 11-0 in league play. These two clubs have a number of Midwest Athletic Conference common opponents. In fact, these two teams have played MAC schools seven times. Rushi is 6-1. Fort Loramie is 4-3. Fort Loramie's beaten Minster twice. Rushi coming off a doubleheader win against Fort Recovery this past Saturday. Rushi has beaten St. Henry and Marion Local. Fort Loramie lost to both St. Henry and Marion Local. Rushi and Fort Loramie have both beaten Versailles. That's a synopsis of some common opponents. Neither team hitting the ball really well here over the last couple of weeks. In fact, the Rushi Raiders have scored just 11 runs in their last five games, going 3-2 in that stretch. Pitching depth for Rushi, mighty important. Cooper Francis, Cooper Unverfirth, a couple of Frosch. Outstanding pitching efforts in the last week. Fort Recovery in the doubleheader here against Fort Recovery, or I should say Rushi in the doubleheader here on Saturday against Fort Recovery, managed just 10 hits over two games. And then Rushi was beaten 3-2 on Monday by Urbana, defeated Marion Local 2-1 on Tuesday. Fort Loramie needed three unearned runs to down Houston on Monday by a final score of 5-2. Neither head coach Jeff Sanders, Fort Loramie, Kevin Flippo, Rushi, real pleased with the team's hitting, but both clubs getting it done with very good pitching. Rushi has been phenomenal defensively. It's going to boil down here tonight, Chuck, to, I think, who makes the plays on defense, who limits base runners. You got to pitch to contact and afford bases on balls. And in the last three or four meetings between these two teams, it has boiled down to limiting errors and not allowing teams to get runners on base without hits. Those have been the pluses for the winning team the last several times these two clubs have played, taking advantage of opportunities given to them.
Well, yeah, and high school baseball, especially at any level of baseball, but high school for sure, you don't want to give extra outs. And by extra outs, I mean you should be out of the inning, but you've walked a couple or you've kicked one, and all of a sudden, you know, you got a bases loaded situation and a bloop single, you know, it hurts you. So you need to limit your errors today. Obviously, you don't want any, and you don't want to walk. You want to put it in play, let your defense play, because both teams have really good defense.
In the first meeting between these two clubs, Fort Loramie a 6-1 winner. Maverick Grudich went the distance, a three-hitter for Fort Loramie. The three hits by Rushi came from Felix Francis, who had a single, a double, and Braylon Cordonier had a base hit. As the starting pitcher for Fort Loramie, Maverick Grudich in that game threw just four batters over the minimum. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie got timely hits and broke the game open with a four spot in the bottom of the fifth inning to win that game in the end by a count of 6-1. What a super night for high school baseball. Let's play two.
Perfect.
We played a couple here on Saturday, enjoyed it very much. Covered the second game of the doubleheader between Fort Recovery and Rushi Saturday afternoon. And then Tuesday night, two evenings ago, we were down at Day Air Park in Dayton, home of the Dayton Dragons, to bring you the game between Houston and Lehman, won by the Cavaliers 10-4. We'll return with starting lineups in a moment when we come back. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. SCAL title on the line as the Rushi Raiders host the Fort Loramie Redskins on scores.broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Rushi. Pitching matchups for tonight's big game for the homestanding Rushi Raiders. Xavier Flippo, the right-hander on the mound, the senior, has been limited in duty the last 3 weeks. Just two innings, a couple of shutout frames against Anna. He's had some elbow issues. He hurls tonight for the Rushi Raiders. It is Christian McGee, the left-hander, on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. He's had a stellar season, a no-hit Minster, does strike out a lot of people, but tends to put men on via the base-on-balls route. That's going to be a key to this game here today, pitching for sure, as we talk about important building components brought to you by the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams today, there are key building components indeed. We've alluded to pitching, mighty important regarding how these two hurlers fare. McGee for Fort Loramie and Flippo for Rushi. Another critical facet of this game is team defense. Both teams have played well in that department. Rushi perhaps better than Fort Loramie this season. Key building components for these two clubs here today, Fort Loramie and Rushi. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. One of our brand new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. The highly skilled workforce at Francis Manufacturing is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to support them. Here are your starting lineups for the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins. Batting in the number one spot, third baseman Dylan Sanders, followed by Roger Hoying, who is the DH in this game. His brother Calvin Hoying is the catcher. The shortstop, Maverick Grudich, hits in the fourth spot. Batting fifth, Max Kottner in left field. Darren Eilerman follows. He is in right. Logan Eilerman in center field. Batting seventh, Colin Lessing, the second baseman, hits eighth. And Christian McGee is on the mound, batting ninth. He's a left-hander for the Fort Loramie Redskins. For the Rushi Raiders, Xavier Flippo, the pitcher, leads off in this game. Zane Shappe, center field, bats second. Braylon Cordonier, shortstop, hitting third. Braden Monin, second baseman, bats fourth in the lineup. Batting fifth, Aiden Quinter, the third baseman for Rushi. Batting sixth, right fielder Felix Francis. Seventh, Jude Counts, the first baseman. Batting eighth, Ross Fissinger in left. And batting ninth, the catcher, Cooper Unverfirth. Splendid night for high school baseball. No wind. American flag sitting beyond the right field fence here. Rushi is hanging limp. No breeze whatsoever. Blue sky overhead. Chance of rain, 0%.
Perfect, perfect day for baseball.
It is 357 in the gaps here at Rushi, about 350 to center where it flattens out. And down the lines, it's about 315 to each foul pole. Field conditions excellent, bright and green, blue outfield fence with the Rushi Raiders type on the center field wall with the Rushi script R in between the words Rushi and Raiders.
Yeah, the field is in beautiful condition.
Meeting of the managers at home plate with the umpires, who are Messrs. McCartney and Klein. Those are the two umpires for tonight's game. Two of the best in the region. In fact, I stumbled into a meeting at Panera Bread in Troy today, and it was a number of umps having their weekly session, and Mr. Monin from Rushi happened to be there too. He was trying to give the officials a little plug from the Rushi side.
That shocks me.
Regarding tonight's game. We'll return with more. We've got the first pitch upcoming. Rushi Fort Loramie, great weather, terrific game next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Arushi High School. Beautiful layout on the property of the Arushi Local School District. Several ball diamonds. We've got a playground, tennis courts, a few golf carts are moving about. Down along the left field foul line, out of play, of course.
Softball going on down the road. I saw some track stuff going on.
Rushi Lehman Catholic, Division IV softball, tournament play.
Oh, that's a tournament game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's right. They're always a week ahead, aren't they?
Well, these two teams over the past several seasons have played low-scoring tilts during the regular schedule. Last year, Rushi beat Fort Loramie 5-2. Fort Loramie beat Rushi 4-1. Year before in the regular season, Loramie won twice, 3-1, 4-0. There was a 2-0 game back in 2018-19. If this game today follows that script, runs will be hard to come by. First batter, Dylan Sanders from the right side for Fort Loramie. Looks at ball one outside, ball two from Xavier Flippo. Just misses off the plate as well. And Sanders up in the count, 2-0. Quinter is shallow at third. There's a ground ball spanked to short, fielded by Braylon Cordonier. He whips the throw to Jude, counts it first for the out. Sanders is retired, 6-3. Defensively for the Arushi Raiders, it is Quinter at third, Cordonier at short, Braden Monin at second, Jude counts at first. Ross Fissinger is in left, Zane Chappie in center, Felix Francis in right. The battery, Cooper Unverfirth, the fine freshman behind the plate, and on the hill hurling is Xavier Flippo, who's thrown just a couple of innings in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks, nursing a tender elbow. He is 1-1 via the count against Roger Hoing, DH, right-hand batter, stepping in there for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Here's Flippo quickly working. Fastball just missed a little bit up, and it's two balls and a strike. Pitch a shade high to Roger. Outfield deep in left. Fissinger is a good 275, 280 from home plate. And Hoing hits one that way into left center field. Chappie roams to his right, gets it on the third bounce. It's a long single for Roger Hoing of the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Yeah, hit the fastball, and he hit it right on the button, boy.
Calvin Hoing steps into the box. Roger at first, one out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the first frame. Quinter is up in front of the bag at third. Extremely deep now, and left is Ross Fissinger as he retreats for Calvin Hoing. He's three or four steps deeper than he was for Roger. There's a bouncing ball by Flippo, misses off the outside corner of the plate and very low, a ball and no strikes, 1-0. Roger Hoing with the lead at first. Flippo peers over his shoulder that way, and the ball is swung on and skied into short center field. Monin, three steps on the edge of the grass, easy play for him. Second out for Fort Loramie is Calvin Hoing, skies to shortstop Braden Monin. One on, two out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the first. Cleanup hitter Maverick Grudich, shortstop. He's at second this year. He's batted third some. He's in the fourth spot for this game here tonight. Runner at first takes a secondary lead. The pitch to Grudich outside, a curveball missed. And the count is 1-0 on the batter, Maverick Grudich.
And Xavier has not hit the strike zone with a curveball yet.
Turtle first base might have gotten him. Yep, picked him off. We've got a great vantage point. Chuck McBee called it. We're peering right down over the first base bag. Flippo with a hasty move to first. Fort Loramie was thinking about stealing. And Roger Hoing, a nasty move from the mound to first base by Xavier Flippo. And picked off is Roger Hoing to end the top of the first inning for Fort Loramie, which doesn't score. We go to the bottom of the first. Nothing, nothing. Raiders coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors. Francis Manufacturing, which is new. Thank you so much. Francis Manufacturing, the Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 575 East Main. Left-hander Christian McGee on the mound for the Fort Loramie Redskins as he goes to work on the first hitter for the Rushi Raiders, Xavier Flippo. That pitch looked like it might have been a little low and away. It's called a strike by the plate umpire, and McGee is up in the count, nothing and one. Flippo with his feet spread apart at the plate. Looks at strike two. That was a blazer. Yep. Thigh high, outside half. Good pitch by McGee. He's thrown 42 innings this year. ERA of 2.3. But he's walked 43 in 42 innings. He struck out 53. McGee with a bender. It doesn't snap. High and away. And the count is a ball and two strikes. He's got a good two-seamer on which he decreases velocity, acts as a changeup. It tails away and down to the right-hand batter. His fastball tops at about 80, 81. That one's low to Flippo, fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes, two and two.
Good job by Flippo to lay off that one. That was close.
McGee 4-1 on the year by way of record. Swings into action, pitch to Flippo, fouled out of play to the right. Count remains 2-2 on Flippo for the Rushi Raiders. Outfield for him pretty much straight away. Behind the bag, a step or two at third for Fort Loramie is Sanders. There's a ball ripped to the left of the shortstop, Grudich. Base hit, Flippo. Cracks a single to start the game for the Rushi Raiders as he took a 2-2 pitch back up the middle between the shortstop and the second base bag.
Hit it hard. Hit that fastball right on the button.
Well, we'll watch the Rushi running game in action here. Stepping in, Zane Shappy, the center fielder. He is up in the box. His left foot entirely is well in front of home plate. Flippo on at first. McGee looks to first and bunts, or I should say pitches, and the ball is bunted by Shappy right back to Christian. Easy play for him. well-placed sacrifice punt. McGee had to come off the mound to field it as he hopped toward the first base line. Well executed by Rushi. And the runner on first base, Flippo, moves along to second on the sack bunt, Bashappi. Here's Braylon Cordonier stepping in, batting around 450 on the year, left-hand batter. Standing near home plate, crowds it a bit, looks at a pitch for McGee, low and away for a ball. Plenty of room along the left field line for Braylon. He is a pull hitter. Outfield shifted into right center and along the right field foul line for Cordonier. Runner at second gets a good secondary lead. Pitch to Cordonier. Yes, outside corner at the knees. A strike called. Looked like a slider, 1-1 on Cordonier.
Yeah, if he hits something down the left field line, he'd probably go around the bases twice.
Shortstop Grudich is hovering near the second base bag, trying to keep Flippo close. Ball 2-1, the count on the batter Cordonier. It was Cordonier's triple, which won the game here a year ago between these two clubs. McGee getting his sign from catcher Calvin Hoing. Winds and deals. Swinging and missing is Cordonier. McGee had some hump on that one as he fired it in over the inside part of the plate. Cordonier came up empty. Two balls, two strikes. One out, bottom of the first, no score. On at second base, Flippo for Rushi. Secondary lead for him, and Cordonier cuts and can't get a piece of it. It was a high, hard one. Good velocity by the pitcher McGee for Fort Loramie, and Cordonier K's, and that brings up Braden Monin, second baseman for Rushi. You talk about splitting the feet apart at the plate, Chuck.
Yeah, boy, that's a stance right there.
Monin's got the left foot way out in front of the right. In fact, his left foot is just about 6 inches from the front edge of the batter's box. The first throw to Monin, taken for a ball. 1-0 on him. Two out for Rushi, bottom of the first. That one's way outside, and the count to Monin goes 2-0. First base is open. Hayden Quinter on deck. Hayden's been in a little bit of a hitting slump. In fact, Rushi over the past week has faced excellent pitching, and as a team, the Raiders have out hit the ball real well. Pitch to Monin, high, ball three. 3-0 on Monin. Runner at second for Rushi, Xavier Flippo. No score, bottom of the first. Monin, if he gets a good pitch, he'll take a rip. That one's upstairs, in his eyes, ball four, he's aboard. Not real sure that with first open, Fort Loramie was dead set on pitching to Monin anyway.
Well, you like to set it up now. The ball hit the shortstop or third base. You got to force out at third. I saw no problem with that walk.
Here is Hayden Quinter, right-hand batter for the Rushi Raiders. Runners at first and second, two down for Rushi. And here's where the home team needs a timely base knock. Little high off the plate outside. 1-0 on Quinter. McGee falling behind now on two straight batters. Outfield plays Quinter pretty much straight up. Well behind the bag at third for Fort Loramie is Sanders. And the next pitch is fouled to the screen. A ball and a strike. 1-1 on Quinter. Quinter swings the bat back and forth. Unlike Flippo in the top of the first inning for Rushi, McGee not economizing his pitches quite like Xavier. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch, and it's hit in the air to medium depth right field. Should be an easy play for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Eilerman, and Darren is camping under it. He has it for the out. And the threat for Rushi is stopped cold. Two men left on. We go to the second. No score. Fort Loramie and Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We return to action here at Rushi. No score, top of the second. Light breeze blowing in from right field here at the Rushi Raiders baseball complex. Neither team scored in at bats in the first frame. Fort Loramie sent up three. We had the inning ending when Roger Hoing was picked off first base by Xavier Flippo. Fort Loramie did get a hit in the first. Rushi got a hit in the bottom of the first. Left two on. Zane Chappie with a sacrifice bunt. Braden Monin with a walk. Xavier Flippo started the game for Rushi with a base hit. So we are scoreless as we enter the second. And it's a 1-1 count on Maverick Grudich for the Redskins. He was on base when the pickoff occurred. So a new count. No balls, no strikes. Begins with Grudich, who is ahead in the count now at 2-1. As Flippo works on Maverick, who takes it a little bit high. And it's 3-1 as Fort Loramie tries to get a base runner aboard to start the second inning. Very deep and left is Fissinger for Grudich, who looks at a pitch, yep, at the letters on the outside corner as Flippo pours one in there to make it 3-2. 3-2 on Grudich, the shortstop for Fort Loramie. Flippo fires, Grudich fouls at the plate, a little one hopper into the mitt of Unverfirth.
Hit himself in the foot with that, that hurts.
Redskins in the black jerseys, red trim, red numerals. Gray pants, red and black helmets. Rushi Raiders, I tell you what, you can tell when Rushi's playing a baseball game from the other side of Shelby County. That bright yellow gold jersey stands out. Blue caps, white pants. Here's Flippo, full count pitch to Grudich. Fastball missed, shoulder high, and aboard is Grudich to start the second for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Left fielder senior Max Kuttner steps in. Kuttner, 349 on the year. He'll swing from the right side as well. This Fort Loramie team laden with right-hand hitters. Up at third, Quinter looking for a bunt. Snap throw to first by Flippo, the Rushi pitcher, not in time. As Grudich, who is a threat to steal, hops up and takes his lead again. Here's the initial pitch to Kuttner from Flippo. High, it's a ball. Only a couple innings thrown by Flippo in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks. Nursing a little elbow soreness. Trying to master his control here at this point in the game. 2-0, he falls behind on Kuttner. Runner at first for Fort Loramie with no one out. Grudich steps off the bag at first. Here comes the throw by Flippo. Count supplies the tag late. 2-0 pitch. Good pitch to go on. You can anticipate a ball around the strike zone here from Flippo on 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Kottner. That was high speed. He could not catch up to it. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 on Kottner. Quinter still looking for a bunt at third for Rushi. Fastball just missed, low and away, 3-1. Neither pitcher razor sharp here early on. Both teams patient at the plate. 3-1 pitch, runner on, nobody out for Fort Loramie. Foul to the screen. Kottner had a hefty cut at a pitch up in the strike zone, and it goes full, 3-2. Grudich steps off the bag at first, the runner for Fort Loramie. Let's see if he's wheeling and dealing towards second on this pitch to Kottner. There he goes. The pitch to Kottner is laced to left center field. Wow, he mashed that one. It's up the gap all the way to the spot at the wall, 357 from home plate. And Grudich, who is running on the delivery by Flippo, scores easily from first on a long no-out double to left center by Kottner of Fort Loramie.
Well, you talk about hitting the ball hard in the gap. They had no chance on that.
Here is Darren Eilerman, right fielder for Fort Loramie. He steps in. Fissinger very deep and left for Eilerman. In fact, the Rushi right fielder, Felix Francis, retreats. Kottner on at second. Flippo stretching. Looks back at him. Big curveball upstairs. 1-0 on Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. That was a well-timed steal attempt by Grudich. He was off and running with the offering to the plate by Flippo, and he had no problem scoring all the way from first on that long left center field double to the fence off the bat of Kottner, who really barreled that one up. It's a ball and a strike on Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Lead of about 8 or 10 feet by Kottner at second base. There's a high curve, and it's 2-1. Flippo not commanding that pitch.
Not at all.
That's a bread-and-butter delivery for him. And because he's not been on the hill much in the last few weeks, he's being challenged right now, finding the strike zone. There's a high foul at home plate. Unreverth looks up, and it drops behind the screen. And the count goes to 2-2. Rushi catcher had no chance. Jude Counts came down from first. One run in for Fort Loramie, top of the second, as Max Kottner has doubled home Maverick Grudich, who walked. Here's the 2-2 action pitch to Darren Eilerman. Curveball by Flippo. Oh, he froze him.
Nice.
What a bender. That was a mean hook. Outstanding 2-2 delivery from Xavier Flippo. A stellar curveball. Eilerman out looking.
He buckled his left leg. He had no chance.
Beautiful pitch by Flippo. Here is Logan Eilerman, center fielder, hitting just under 300 on the year for Fort Loramie. He looks at a pitch low and away from Flippo. One down. Max Kottner, who doubled, is at second. Outfield deep for Logan Eilerman. A shallow third base played by Quinter. Cordonier is inching toward the second base bag, trying to keep Kottner close. And we've got a 1-0 pitch fouled to the backstop, and it's 1-1. A ball, a strike on Logan Eilerman. 6'5" center fielder. Feet fairly close to the plate in the middle of the box. Unreferth, the catcher for Rushi, hangs the sign, and now he wants to check with his pitcher, Xavier Flippo. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Rushi's sponsors, about which we spoke a few minutes ago. Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulte Company, Francis Manufacturing, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, in Fort Loramie. Three sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And here's a ball tapped to the mound. Base running mistake by Fort Loramie. Cotner caught off the bag at second. And the Raiders chase him down toward third. Tag applied on the backside. And Eilerman is at first. He's there as a result of the fielder's choice. Had a very similar play, which was somewhat of a turning point late in our game Tuesday night at Day Air Park, when Houston bounced to the mound and had a runner caught between second and third. You've got to wait till that ball clears the mound and rolls up the middle. Two out for Fort Loramie, runner at first. Faking the bunt attempt is Colin Lessing. Heads up play by Xavier Flippo, as Cotner for Fort Loramie simply was off the bag too far on a secondary lead. He was out at second. When Flippo looked back, well, that 90-foot-long base path, Cotner was probably committed by 40 feet.
Well, and being a base runner at second base with less than two outs is an art.
Here's the ball chopped at third to Quinter on one big hop for Rushi. He gobbles it up, fires to counts, out at first base. Lessing retired, 5-3. But Fort Loramie gets a run. That's the initial scoring in this game. We go to the bottom of the second. Redskins 1, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
As we were noting before our half-inning break in Fort Loramie, thanks to these sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long, Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. He's a Rushi man. Hello to Nick. Rushi Raiders come calling here in the person of Felix Francis in the bottom of the second inning, and it's a strike on him. Christian McGee on the bump, 6'3" left-hander for Fort Loramie. He's in his motion. There's a high breaking ball, 1-1. Neither pitcher in command of the breaking pitch like they would prefer to be so far in this game.
Now, Flippo threw one for the strikeout. That's the only one he's got over the plate.
Francis, feet spread way apart at the plate. Ball two wide, 2-1. Earlier this season, when Fort Loramie defeated Rushi 6-1, Maverick Grudich was ahead of virtually every Rushi batter in the lineup for seven innings. Here's a foul ball back behind home plate. Off the bat of Francis, two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Right fielder for Fort Loramie, Darren Eilerman, shading Francis toward the line. There is a gap in right center. 2-2 pitch to Felix, in on the knuckles, and he fouls it back. Still 2-2 on Felix. Third baseman for Fort Loramie behind the bag a couple steps off the line about 10 feet. That is Sanders. Another foul ball. Still 2-2 on Francis. left fielder for the Redskins, retreating a couple, three steps. That's Max Kottner. Eilerman, Logan straight away in center. Again, Darren is hugging the line in right. Francis swings, belts one into right center field. Logan Eilerman is tracking it. He pulls to a stop and has it for the out.
I played him perfectly there.
Fly ball lofted to right center off the bat of Francis. Logan Eilerman snared it. Here's Jude Counts, first baseman for the Rushi Raiders. Counts hits from the right side. Christian McGee throws and hits left for the Fort Laramie Redskins, although someone told me that he might do some switch hitting.
Yeah.
And Braylon Cordonier bats from the left side for Rushi. And those are the only two left-handed swingers in the lineup here today.
You, switch hitting is a lost art.
Jude Counts swings, and he hits one to right center, just like the previous batter, Felix Francis, did. And Logan Eilerman, almost in the same identical spot, makes the play on an easy looping fly ball that hung up for Logan. And now Ross Fissinger hits for the Raiders.
He's probably going to like this, because when he catches the ball here, nobody hits him like football.
Fissinger batting. Left fielder for Fort Laramie off the line. Pitches upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Again in snug. The right fielder for Fort Laramie, Darren Eilerman. Medium depth is Grudich at short. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Fissinger. Same spot. Upstairs, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0. 1-0 lead for Fort Laramie, bottom of the second. On a perfect evening for high school baseball. Ball fouled to the screen. Two balls and a strike, 2-1. Chuck, I wish there was a way we could bottle up this weather and save it for every day the rest of the spring and summer. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
Fissinger readies himself in the box. 2-1 pitch from McGee upcoming. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the second. Fort Laramie up a run. There's a high foul right over our heads. We are perched along the first baseline above the Fort Laramie dugout. We are looking directly out at the shortstop and left fielder. What a vantage point from which to describe a game.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Can't quite call balls and strikes, maybe highs and lows, but not inside and outside. But I tell you what, we can make the plays at first base.
we had the pickoff at first perfectly. That was right in front of us.
Oh, yeah, you did. You nailed it. You had out just before that tag was applied.
Well, if they didn't tag him, it was going to be a tough play for him.
Previous pitch to Fissinger, a ball low and in. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Ooh, just off the inside edge. As Ross Fissinger gave it the eyeball, he's aboard.
Yep.
A two-out walk for Fissinger, and here's Cooper Underfirth, the very good freshman catcher for the Rushi Raiders. Fissinger at first, two away for Rushi in the bottom of the second inning. Fort Laramie on top, 1-0. Inching toward the second base bag or the shortstop and second baseman for Fort Laramie as Underfirth looks at a pitch high, ball one. McGee frequently getting behind the hitters. Sooner or later, that can catch up with you. There's a fastball strike as he blazed one in there right through the heart. Underfirth looked it over, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Two out for Rushi, bottom of the second. Here's a pickoff attempt at first, and the throw goes awry. It's down the right field line. Fissinger advances to second easily. Darren Eilerman tracks it down along the fence, well beyond the dugout. Here on the right side of the complex at Rushi, he got the ball back in as quickly as he could. Fissinger stopped at second. He's now in scoring position. E1, error McGee on the throw, runner at second for Rushi. Two down, bottom of the second. 1-0 edge Fort Loramie, 1-1 count and Unverfurth. Fischinger, secondary lead at second. Throw to the plate way high, 2-1. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on the hitter Unverfurth. I would imagine McGee probably is pushing 40 pitches already.
He's thrown a bunch.
In two innings. He winds, fires. Ball looped by Unverfurth along the right field line. It's 10 feet fair. Darren Eidelman gets it on a bounce. Throws a strike to the plate. Oh, it's missed by the catcher of Fort Loramie. Had it been caught, I think the runner who was well up the line would have been tagged out. The ball goes through at home plate. In fact, it goes out of play, bouncing over the short wall by mistake. It does not go out of play. But the batter runner for Unverfurth, who hit the Texas League single along the right field line, gets to second on the wide throw at home, and we're tied up at one. That is a timely two-out single by freshman Cooper Unverfurth of Rushi.
Yeah, I thought they had a shot at the plate, but the throw was not very good.
Well, had the catcher caught the ball up the line a few steps, it was going to be a routine out because the runner around third was still 35, 40 feet from home.
Yep.
But the throw simply eluded the catcher, Calvin Hoeing, and I'm not sure to whom you give the error.
I'm not sure. It looked to me like Hoeing lifted his head as the ball got to him.
Nonetheless, two big errors committed by Fort Loramie here in this inning. Here's a pickoff attempt at second, safe, as McGee had a game on with shortstop Maverick Grudich. Unverfurth back in time.
That was close.
Runner at second. That's the go-ahead run for Rushi. We're tied at one in the bottom of the second. And what did we talk about in the pregame, Chuck? Defense, limiting errors, limiting bases on balls. We've had a walk and two errors in this inning. And that's enabled Rushi to score and
tie it up.
Yep. Count a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Flippo, leadoff batter for the Raiders, who turned the lineup over. Second baseman Lessing for Fort Loramie, trying to bluff the base runner Unverfurth back to the bag. Sanders deep at third for the Redskins. Game even up, one apiece. Out of the stretch, McGee. Here comes the offering, way high and outside, 2-1. Neither pitcher sharp.
I tried to limit what I did when it was a runner on second, especially if I got a pitcher that's having trouble with the strike zone anyway, because you're really distracting him.
2-1 count on the hitter, Flippo, for Rushi, who swings and bangs a ground ball to second to Lessing of Fort Loramie. He's got it. Flips on to first for the out, and the inning is over for Rushi. But not before the Raiders, thanks to a couple of Fort Loramie errors, tie up the game. We go to the third. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors. Our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be here today without the beginning support from LaCal Equipment. Fritch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. And as we start the third inning for Fort Loramie, the pitcher Christian McGee, the nine-hole hitter, is down. No balls and two strikes to Xavier Flippo. There's a fastball fouled out of play, still 0-2. Thanks to Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. As Flippo strikes out McGee with a dynamite curveball, healthy cut by McGee, who whiffed, and he's out on strikes.
Yeah, he was about a foot above the pitch. Nice breaking ball.
Here is Dylan Sanders for Fort Loramie. He hits from the right side, leadoff hitter. He was out on a ground ball from Flippo to first, shortstop to first base to start the game for Fort Loramie. Flippo trying to get into a groove here, opens up with a strike on Sanders. And a curveball is jerked foul out of play down the left field line over top of the picnic area. Well foul. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Sanders of Fort Loramie. Game tied at one, top of the third. Flippo again, curveball, low and outside. Count is 2-1. We also say thanks to Schnipple Construction and Botkins Building Excellence. I bet you didn't know that Schnipple Construction builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. There's a swing and a high foul by Sanders to the right side of the diamond. It counts in on the edge of the grass from his first base position. He's got it for the out, and there are two down for Fort Loramie here in the third. Roger Hoing steps in. Hoing singled and then was picked off first back in the first inning for Fort Loramie. Secure Com and Minster, another outstanding sponsor, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. Secure Com and Minster, the pros in protection. First pitch fouled away by Roger Hoing. Two out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the third inning. Game tied at one. Flippo's pitch hits right behind home plate in the dirt, 2-0. Or I should say 1-1. First pitch was fouled. A ball, a strike on the DH, Roger Hoing. He is batting for Berger, the first baseman for Fort Loramie. 2-1 count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 on Hoing. He's got good power. Right-hand batter. 6 feet, 2 inches tall, swings, and smacks a line drive into right center field. That's a base knock. Francis, the right fielder, over to gather it. Hoing on, a two-for-two game for Roger Hoing. And you can bet he won't get picked off this time.
He might take about an extra step back towards the bag this time.
Here is brother Calvin Hoing stepping in. In fact, we just heard a few people from down in the Fort Loramie press box mumble loud enough so Roger, standing on first base, could hear them. They were saying, hey, don't get picked off this time.
Well, I think that's great coaching right there. Don't get picked off.
Fouled away by Fort Loramie. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Calvin Hoing, who popped to second in his first at-bat. Two out for Fort Loramie, top of the third. One strike pitch. Here's a curveball. Flippo can't get that pitch to bite down through the zone. That one remained high. 1-1 on Calvin Hoing. Outfield very deep. Fissinger, a good 285, 290 from home plate and left. There's a ball bounced to Quinter at third. Oh, it handcuffs him. He goes to his left. He scoops it up quickly. Cannot make a play, though. Ball rolled away from him too far for him to get Calvin Hoying at first. It goes as an E5. Fort Loramie made two errors in Rushi's bottom of the second. And now the Raiders have a boot here in the top of the third, and Fort Loramie poses a two-out threat with two on. Here is the first pitch to Maverick Rudish. He swings and lifts a fly ball to short right field. Francis coming in. He snags it chest high for the out, and Fort Loramie is retired, leaving two aboard. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Rushi 1, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie has been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Rushi's first hitter here in the bottom of the third. As McGee, the left-hander for Fort Loramie, whips an 0-2 pitch in there just off the plate outside, and it's 1-2 on Zane Chappie for Rushi, who laid down a real nice sacrifice bunt back in the first inning. He looks at a pitch above the strike zone. Count goes to 2-2 on Zane. He's got real good wheels. He can beat out an infield tapper. Swings at a high fastball and doesn't get it. Strikeout for McGee. Chappie had a healthy cut, but McGee just overpowered him there. He had some zip on that rising fastball.
Yep.
One down for Rushi, bottom of the third.
Yeah, Chappie, he swung under it.
Here's Braylon Cordonnier, who struck out in the first for Rushi. McGee throws wild high, a ball and no strikes. The one thing about Christian McGee, Chuck, is that he's wild enough that you as a batter really aren't sure where each pitch might go.
Well, and you're a little nervous of where it might go exactly.
Two in a row over the helmet above the head of Braylon Cordonnier, and there's no way McGee is trying to cut it that close to Braylon. McGee's just having one of those wild fits that he goes through every now and then on the bump. Pitch to Cordonnier, fastball, swing, and a miss. Strike one, ball two on Cordonnier. McGee can get up into the low 80s at times with that rising fastball. There is perhaps a slider low and away, and the count goes to 3-1 on Cordonier. 1-1 game, bottom of the third. One out, none on for Rushi. Winding, firing is McGee. Missing in, and it's ball four. And Cordonier is on. That was a 3-2 delivery. So the pitcher, McGee, got behind 2-0, could not come all the way back, and walks Braylon Cordonier. Braden Monin steps in, second baseman for Rushi. Outfield playing Monin pretty much straight up. He's got real good power to left center. Fairly shallow at third. Sanders for Fort Loramie. Cordonier with a lead at first. Uh-oh, the batter plunked on the left chin. And McGee getting himself in trouble. A walk, a hit batsman. And the Rushi Raiders, with their speed, will make you pay for that.
Well, they got one out, so they just need, he needs to throw strikes, and he needs to rely on his defense right here.
So Monin's been on twice for Rushi. He walked in the first, hit by a pitch here. And now Hayden Quinter, who flew out to right field, his first at bat. Go-ahead run at second. We're tied up at one, bottom of the third. McGee fires. Ball is swung on by Quinter and hit in a towering style to right field. Very high fly ball. Darren Eilerman comes in, makes the catch. The runner on second for Rushi can go nowhere. Very high short fly ball to right field. Easy play for Darren Eilerman. Quinter, a little bit of an uppercut swing, is out.
You can see he dropped his shoulder, and that's going to make you pop it up every time.
Here's Felix Francis with two on, two out now for the Raiders. McGee working out of the stretch. Runner at second, Braylon Cordonier. Braden Monin on at first. McGee steps off the bump and peers back into his catcher, Calvin Hoying. Felix Francis stroked two base hits in the first meeting between the two clubs. Two of the three hits Rushi had. There's the ball wrapped hard to third. Nice play by Sanders off to his left. He wheels the throw to Berger at first. Got him.
Good play.
Two big outs by Fort Loramie with two aboard for Rushi. Raiders don't score. We go to the fourth. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here we go, top of the fourth. Fort Loramie Redskins hit in a 1-1 game. Fort Loramie run three hits. Rushi a run two hits. I like that trivia question during the break from Craig Fissinger of Rushi up here in the press box. And I think after a process of elimination, I've got the answer. Here's a swing and a hard ground ball in the hole between third and short, and a base hit by Max Kottner of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Valiant effort by Cordonier, the shortstop for Rushi, as he went gliding off to his right, dove to try to stop the Kottner ball, keep it on the diamond, thinking perhaps he could get up and whistle a throw to first, but no chance. Right. The ball eluded him into left. Single for Kottner. He's aboard. And here is Darren Eilerman, real good bunter, stepping in now for the Redskins. He looks at the ball.
Yeah, Ben Kottner had the RBI. He's 2 for 2.
Kottner, a double and a single so far in this game for Fort Loramie. Pitch by Flippo. Bounced on one hop to third to Quinter. Oh, Quinter releases a throw to second very high.
That's
it goes into
here.
Right field. And then, believe it or not, Francis, the right fielder for Rushi, guns it out of play over third beyond the fence at the end of the Raiders' dugout.
My goodness.
Rushi pitching the ball all around just in a matter of seconds. Two bad throws in succession. Quinter at third had a double play grounder, hummed it over the head of the second baseman, Monin, and then Francis charged in right center field for Rushi as the runner at second for Fort Loramie got up, sped to third. The throw to third by the Raiders went out of play.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, Quinter, they would have had a force at second. Just any kind of a throw would have had a force there.
Yep.
Maybe the double play. But my goodness, that was two horrible throws on one play.
E5, E9 for the Rushi Raiders. E5, E9, and Braylon Cordonier comes to the bump in favor of Xavier Flippo. Flippo to short. Braylon Cordonier on the hill now for the Rushi Raiders. And the situation is this. A run scores on that play automatically as a result of the overthrow out of play down beyond third. So the situation is this. Fort Loramie, a run in, runner at third, and no one out. And Logan Eilerman will hit against Braylon Cordonier.
Well, we kind of thought that during the season, Loramie's defense was a little shaky at times, and Rushi had been pretty solid, but boy, they've had a couple of bad plays in this game.
Well, so far, Chuck, in less than three innings, five errors, I think. Is that correct? That can't be. Or is that left on base on the scoreboard?
There's five errors total, three on Rushi,
yep.
Two on Loramie.
At 1-2, I've got at least, yep, you're exactly right. Yep, so far in this game, five miscues combined by these two defenses. 2-1, Fort Loramie in the lead. We are in the top of the fourth. Hey, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. And you receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets too. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Hinkst you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, located in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Got a hard ground ball slapped to the right side here by Logan Eilerman of Rushi. Results in a play attempt at the plate. Safe. Run scores. Logan Eilerman aboard at first. And when it rains, it pours. The Raiders are now down 2-3-1.
He didn't field it cleanly, and that was the difference between having a play at the plate and not. At that point, probably make you get, you try to want to get the out, but...
And a runner is on first, still no out for Fort Loramie, which has the lead 3-1. And I guess you score that, Chuck, as Darren Eilerman being safe at first on the fielder's choice.
Fielder's choice, yeah.
Throw to the play late, although if the ball is fielded cleanly.
It would have been close, but you can't assume
exactly.
A catch and a tag.
Right, so there is no error technically. Applied in
mental
the score.
Error, but yep, you can't.
Error of omission, not of commission.
Yes.
One ball, one strike, 1-1 count of the new hitter, Logan Eilerman. Two runs in for Fort Loramie. Here's a steal attempt by the Redskins, and the throw is to the right of the second base bag. Darren Eilerman sped down to second, under first throw. was close to being in time, but not quite on the mark.
Yeah, threw it off to the right, just to right a little bit. And I'll tell you what, Flormy doing a great job of keeping the pressure on the Rushi defense right now.
Yes. Three runs, four hits, two errors for Fort Loramie. A run, two hits, three errors for Rushi. And now the Redskins will bunt to third to move the runner from second to third. And the throw by Quinter about 50 feet up the line at third in the grass. Several steps toward the pitcher's mound. Lands well in front of Counts at first. He's got no chance to make the play. The ball eludes him and goes down the right field line as the Fort Loramie dugout whoops it up. Another error on the Raiders, who have committed four, and Fort Loramie's now up 4-1.
I'll tell you what, Hayden Quinter's such a good athlete, but you just saw that time when he fielded it. He didn't just let it go. He tried to guide it over to first base, and he threw it about 6 feet in the dirt.
Colin Lessing steps in, runner at second now for the Redskins, who are playing small ball. One hit, a steal, three errors by Rushi, and three runs are in, and we've seen it all spring long here on scoresbroadcast.com. If you don't make the routine plays, you probably get beat. You get in trouble for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that last hitter for the Fort Loramie Redskins was Colin Lessing, who bunted the ball up the line toward third. And it was Logan Eilerman who came around to score on the bad throw by Quinter, which eluded Counts at first and went down the right field line.
Yeah, it was a nice bunt because he made the third baseman field it. So there was not going to be any chance of getting him at the third.
Throw to first, Lessing gets back. Braylon Cordonier is on the mound. That may have been lost in all of this. He relieved Flippo a few batters ago. And off and running is Lessing for Fort Loramie. Under first throw is short hops the second baseman, Monin of Rushi. And in at second easily is Lessing with a steal.
I think the throw hit Lessing. Yeah, they're just off. They're falling apart right now, let's just be honest.
The hitter is Christian McGee for Fort Loramie, which leads 4-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Cordonier throws to McGee, just off the plate inside. The count of ball and a strike, 1-1. This is a line score, Chuck, that we've seen all spring repeatedly. Four runs, four hits, a run, two hits. A grand total of six errors.
Yeah.
Six errors, a handful of walks. We've had steals, a hit batter. And in high school baseball, if you don't execute, you provide gift runs for the opposition. Count goes to 1-2 on the batter, Christian McGee. Lead at second for Fort Loramie's Lessing. There he goes. The pitch to McGee, low and in. Here's the throw by Unberfirth down to Quinter. And Quinter goes off the bag to get it. Good slide by Lessing to the rear of Quinter. And he's in safely. Nicely done on the play by Lessing of the Fort Loramie Redskins. He made a good slide to the backside of third, to the left field side of third base. Quinter had to inch in to snag the throw, and then he swept the glove around but could not get a piece of Lessing.
Well, yeah, the throw was up the line just a teeny bit, and they had him. A good throw would have had him.
Yep. And again, that's another one of those errors of omission, not commission. Can't put that in the scorebook. But I tell you what, Rushi's had a combination of six or seven errors of commission and omission in this game, and we're not through the fourth inning yet. Here's the pitch to McGee, 2-2 delivery, looped into short right field. Francis coming on. He picks it off for the Raiders and throws into Unverfirth at home, and the runner Lessing is halted in his tracks. He cannot tag and score.
Well, they had to see something because to steal third base with nobody out, you had to see something that was going to work.
Infield in for Dylan Sanders here for Fort Loramie, who's at the plate. crowding up is Flippo at short. So is Monon at second. Here's the pitch. Outside corner at the knees. Good breaking ball from Braylon Cordonier.
Rusey needs to keep Lessing at third base. They cannot afford to give up another one.
Here is the stretch by Cordonier. 0-1 delivery. High curve. 1-1. That's the count on Sanders. Who'd like to reach the outfield with a fly ball deep enough to produce the fourth run of the frame. Winding and firing is Cordonier. Ooh, just missed. Waist high outside. And the count goes to 2-1. We are in the top of the fourth. 4-1, Fort Loramie in the lead. Cordonier stretching, looks at third. Here he comes plateward. Fastball, yep, outside corner at the thighs. Two ball, two strike count, 2-2 on Sanders. Leadoff batter in the lineup for Fort Loramie, the third baseman. Stretching is Cordonier. He needs a K right here. Curveball, and he gets it. Outstanding bender. That was wicked. Superb hook from Cordonier. Sanders went lurching for it. It was off the plate outside. He's out on strikes, and here's Roger Hoing stepping in now for Fort Loramie. He's got two singles in this game. Delivery by Cordonier to Hoing. Breaking ball. A beauty.
It's a nice pitch.
Outside corner at the waist. As Hoing looked it over. And it caught a big chunk of the inside half of the plate. No balls and a strike. Nothing and one on Roger Hoing. Same pitch. Got him again. Looking 0-2.
Well, his two hits were off fastballs, so nice job of changing it up on him.
And now let's see if Cordonier goes upstairs. See if Hoing will climb the ladder on 0-2. Lessing at third for Fort Loramie. Pitched by Cordonier. Got him looking. Fastball outside edge of the plate by a fraction on the corner. Hoing looked it over. He peered at three in a row. He is K'd. And after Fort Loramie got a runner to third with no out, having scored three, he was left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Redskins with a three spot in the top. Take the lead 4-1 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Christian McGee goes to work on the mound for Fort Loramie, bottom of inning number four. Rushi batting down 4-1 after Fort Loramie plated three in the top of the fourth, and I guarantee you all three runs were unearned. 1-0 count on the first batter for the Raiders. Jude Count, strike called, 1-1 on him. Rushi left two on in the third. They got two aboard with one out and could not score. Fastball swung on and missed by Counts.
Well, 7-8-9 up here for Rushi right now, so this is a good inning if McGee can go through these three and not let the top of the order come up.
Counts, Fissinger, and Unverfirth for Rushi. Two balls, two strikes now, 2-2 on Counts. Rangy, 6'4" right-hand batter, has the bat cocked over that right shoulder is, and he powers one through the hole between third and short. Diving effort by Grudich at shortstop for Fort Loramie. He could not get his mitt on it, and the ball rolled on out to Max Kottner in left field. That ball was hammered off the bat of Counts, and he starts the bottom of the fourth with a base knock, and here's Ross Fissinger.
Yeah, McGee left the curveball up a little bit in the zone that time, and he made him pay.
Third baseman Sanders inching up in the grass for Fort Loramie. McGee throws to Fissinger, strike above the belt on the outside half, nothing and one. It is 4-1 Fort Loramie, bottom of the fourth. No one out, Rushi a man on. It has been an error-prone game. Pickoff attempt at first. Oh, it's mighty close. Save. Counts just got back in by a whisker. Pitcher for the Redskins, McGee, has a very good move. We have seen him pick off a couple in previous games that we've covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fissinger swings and strokes a long, high foul down the left field line, out of play. It stayed in the park, but a good 25, 30 feet to the left of the line.
Yeah, they got a lot of room in foul territory here down the lines.
I'd say a good, 60 feet or so anyway.
Yeah.
No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Fissinger for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redskins up 4-1. McGee throws to first, runner back. As a plate umpire, as a base umpire, Chuck, what you're looking for is that stride leg by McGee. Does it go toward home plate or does it go toward first base? There's an imaginary line, kind of a line that forms a right angle between the pitching rubber and the first base line. And where does that stride leg for the left-hand pitcher go? If it crosses that line, he'd better throw the ball to his catcher. Otherwise, it's a balk. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Fissinger. Foul to the screen. He hangs in 1-2. Counts on at first. No one out for the Raiders in the bottom of the fourth. In the game we covered recently between Fort Loramie and St. Henry, McGee's move on the rubber was questioned by the St. Henry Redskins.
Everybody questions a left-hander unless you get picked off.
You're right. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fissinger tried to golf at a low fastball. Could not get a piece of it. He's down on strikes. Here's Cooper Unverfirth stepping in. Freshman catcher for Rushi. One out, one on. We're in the bottom of the fourth. At stake here today, the SCAL Championship, Shelby County Athletic League title. If Fort Loramie wins, Redskins go 12-0 to conclude the year in league play. Rushi 10-2. If Rushi is victorious, the Raiders and Redskins wind up 11-1 and split the championship. They share the title.
Looking at the brackets, where would they, if they keep winning, where would they meet in the tournament?
Regional semifinal.
All right.
There's a ball grounded to short. Grudich has got it for Fort Loramie. Makes the quick throw to second, out. Pivot at second base by Lessing. Safe at first. Good hustle by Unverfirth, who beat it by a step. So the force play goes 6-4. And now with the runner at second, Xavier Flippo hits for the Raiders. He is singled and grounded out to second. Singled in the first. Did not come around to score. Here's the pitch by McGee. Oh, it's a bouncing ball. Hit a good 6-7 feet out in front of home plate. And it scooted behind Flippo to the backstop. And going down to second base is Cooper Unverfirth. Tell you what, Chuck, I think I could have made that to second.
Yeah, he just held on to that. His release point was not good there. I don't know what they're going to talk about here.
Well, the base umpire and the plate umpire, Messieurs McCartney and Klein, want to have a little conversation. Not sure what it's about. Is it McGee's move on the rubber?
Wouldn't know why they would do it at this point. He's not on first base anymore.
One ball, no strikes. The count, two out for Rushi, which trails 4-1, bottom of the fourth.
Okay, now this, I'm not sure I know the rule. You can put them on just to point the first. All right. You don't have to throw the four pitches.
So Fort Loramie has apparently chosen to intentionally walk Xavier Flippo. Is that what is developed?
Yes, that's the only thing it could have been.
Here is Zane Chappie now with runners at first and second and two out for the Raiders in the bottom of the fourth inning, down 4-1. This does give the opportunity for Fort Loramie to get a force at second or at third. I'd like to remind you that Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance, a stellar reputation, second to none for many years, one of the most valued agencies in the area. Two on, two out for Rushi. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. Chappie looks at something off speed. Yeah, it caught the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. There's a roundhouse cut by Chappie. He whiffs on it, and the count goes to 0-2. You hear the Fort Loramie dugout down below us whooping it up. No ball, two-strike pitch upcoming. Two out for Rushi, two on. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's McGee firing home. It's low. And here's a late steal on the low pitch to the plate. And getting in is Unverfirth. Heads up alert play by him at second. Runner at first stays put for Rushi, which now has runners at first and third. That was a pitch to the plate in the dirt. I don't know if that's a wild pitch or a steal.
I think they're going to have to give him a steal.
Here's the one ball, two strike pitch to Chappie. A base knock here would cut the Fort Loramie Bulge from 4-1 to 4-2. So stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance. That is for sure. McGee's pitch is way up and in on Chappie, and the count is stretched to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on for Rushi, which trails by 3-4-1, bottom of the fourth. McGee has stepped off the rubber, now he's back on. He's probably thrown 75 pitches in four innings.
Yeah, I don't see him throwing a complete game.
McGee fires. Chappie misses at the plate. Oh, he had a healthy cut and a torrid fastball pumped up there by McGee. And Chappie is gone. Rushi is down in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Fort Loramie still leads Rushi 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, here we go. Top of the fifth at Rushi High School. Braylon Cordonier in relief of Xavier Flippo on the mound for the Raiders, who trail Fort Loramie 4-1, and it's imperative at Cordonier and Company prevent Fort Loramie from doing additional damage. Top of the fifth, catcher Calvin Hoing Sr. steps in for the Redskins. He has popped out to second, been safe on an error at third. We've had six errors in this game. Rushi with four. Here's the windup by Cordonier. Fastball low. 1-0 count on the hitter for Fort Loramie, Calvin Hoing. Fissinger very deep and left. Cordonier's pitch is bounced on one sharp hop back to the mound to Cordonier. He's got it. Takes a few strides towards first. Shovels to counts. Easy out. One away for Fort Loramie here in the top of the fifth inning.
You like to see a pitcher that can field his position.
So Calvin Hoing is out. 1-3. Here's Maverick Grudich, who has walked and flown to right so far in this game. First pitch, a ball to him. Quinter even with a bag at third. Flippo shading second at short. Here's the pitch of the plate. It is off the corner in. And it goes to 2-0, 2-0 on Maverick Grudich. He's got good wheels. Left foot in the box, out in front of home plate. Cordonier whips a strike in there. Above the waist on the inside half. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Grudich. Cordonier whistles another throw in there, and it's lined on one hop to the second baseman, Monin, for Rushi. He's got it. On to counts for the out. Nice play by Monin.
My goodness.
The ball skipped into his glove. It hit about, 6-10 inches in front of his mitt on the ground, and he made a nice defensive play, trapping the ball and firing on two counts, two down. And here's Max Kottner. Kottner's doubled and singled. 2-for-2 so far for Fort Loramie. He's down in the count. Nothing in one here against Braylon Cordonier. 4-1 lead for Fort Loramie, top of the fifth. There's a ball tapped at home plate. It bounced up and caught the arm of the batter, Kottner. I was at a softball game a week ago, Chuck, and probably 8 or 10 times during the game, a softball player chopped the ball at the plate off a leg, a hip, an arm, and one side of the diamond in the stands wanted batter out for being hit by a batted ball.
Well, if you're out of the batter's box, you are out.
Yeah, and technically, about a fifth of each batter's box is in fair territory, but that's exempt.
If
you're in the box, you're good.
Yep.
Nothing in two is the count. Cordonier zips one in there to Kottner, who skies one to short center, a skyscraper for Chappie. He comes running in. He's got it for the out. 1-2-3, Fort Loramie down in order. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rushi 4, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, Christian McGee, the starting pitcher for Fort Loramie, is now at 75 pitches as he delivers a first pitch lineout off the bat of Braylon Cordonier to start the bottom of the fifth for Rushi. He pasted one to short, spanked it hard, but Grudich went up above his head and gloved it for the out. Line drive out off the bat of Cordonier. And it's now a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Braden Monin. With one down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth, Fort Loramie leading 4-1. McGee swings into action. Curveball missed upstairs. 2-1. 2-1 on McGee, who is nearing 80 pitches. We are in the fifth. Up at third is Sanders. Outfield deep and left for Monin. There's a ball off the plate wide. 3-1. McGee's been behind often in the count, but I tell you what, Chuck, more often than not this year, that's been his M.O. He's able to battle back and get big outs when he needs them. Here, he throws, and Monin fouls to the screen, and it's 3-2.
Yeah, he's pitched a nice game.
Yep, he's thrown some two-strike fastballs that Rushi hitters have not caught up with. 3-2 delivery to Monin upcoming. Looking in forever is the left-hander McGee. He gets the sign from catcher Calvin Hoing, and then Monin steps out. McGee toes the rubber once more. He fires, curveball, looped in the air to short center field. Logan Otterman coming on, can't get to it. He short ops it, rolls away from him, and on at first with the bloop single is Braden Monin.
That was just perfectly blooped. Neither infielder had a chance, and the center fielder made a run, but just couldn't get there.
So now Rushi down by 3-4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth, has a runner aboard for Hayden Quinter. And twice he has chipped fly balls to right field that have been caught. McGee throws up and away, a ball to Quinter. Chuck, you picked up something here over the last inning or two. Sometimes when McGee goes to the stretch, he comes close to separating the hand with the ball from the mitt when he goes into that stretch position.
He does, and when he throws to first, he doesn't do it. So you need to pick that up as a coach.
It's a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Quinter. Runner at first for Rushi. Here's McGee's throw to first, runner back. And again, McGee walks the tightrope with that step toward the first baseline and the pickoff throw to first. McGee fires to the plate, strike on the inside corner above the knees. 1-1 is the count on Rushi's Quinter. Here is the lead at first. The throw, foul to the screen. Low inside pitch as McGee got it in on the fists of the Rushi batter. And it's a ball and two strikes with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie leads Rushi 4-1. Well, Raiders need a base knock here to continue the inning and get the tying run to the plate. Runner at first comes back as McGee throws it that direction. Monin at first base. The 6'3" Braden Monin, good lead. Inching off, McGee stretching. Throws to the plate. Quinter swings, lost one to right center field. Here's Eilerman tracking it. He's got it shoulder high. And zipping back to first is Monin. So Quinter's gone to right field twice, center once, 0-3. Here's Felix Francis, who's flown to center and bounced to second. Two down for the Raiders, bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie leads 4-1. Short lead at first for Braden Monin. McGee throws upstairs a ball. High breaking pitch that you don't normally get from high school baseball umpires.
No.
At the front of the plate, that pitch was clearly above the letters. Might have nestled into the mitt in the strike zone back behind home plate. That's very outside, and it's 2-0. Tell you what, Chuck, half of the pitches that missed the strike zone from the arm of the left-hand pitcher McGee are very, very far outside the strike zone.
There's nobody going to stay. He's not going to swing at it, so he doesn't get any swinging strikes.
Here's one more. Very wide of the plate. It's 2-1 on Francis. McGee throws to first. Now, Christian McGee has thrown nearly 90 pitches in this game, counting the throws to first.
Probably 110.
Yeah, at least. Maybe 125. There's a high pitch way above the shoulders, and it's 3-1 on Felix Francis.
Yeah, I picked up that tell. When he does not break his hands, he throws to first base.
Did I say Francis? I should have said Jude Counts. There are two out. There's the pitch low and in. That was a three ball, one strike delivery. Counts is aboard. I'm sorry, that was Francis. I'm getting my batting order mixed up. Number two, Francis, is aboard on at first. And we have a conference on the mound for the Fort Loramie Redskins as head coach Jeff Sanders calls in his troops. Gives us an opportunity to tell you about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. That's Dickman. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman Supply, from lighting to conduit. Dickman's got a wide range of products in stock, ready to ship at a great price. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Dickman Supply at DickmanSupply.com. Well, Rushi posing a two-out threat here in the bottom of the fifth. And stepping in at the plate is Jude Counts. Raiders need a hit to extend the inning and cut this Fort Loramie lead to 4-2. Here's the one ball pitch to Counts. Tapped at third, charging Sanders. On the run, throws a bullet to first to Berger. Got him by a long stride. Inning over for Rushi. We played five full. Fort Loramie hangs on to the 4-1 lead over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Here we go, top of the sixth inning for Fort Loramie. Darren Eilerman is even in the at the count. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Darren. Braylon Cordonnier in relief of Xavier Flippo on the hill for Rushi, which trails 4-1, and Cordonnier spins one in high, and the count goes to 2-1 on Eilerman for the Redskins. He has struck out and been safe on a play that resulted eventually in two errors. Two balls, two strikes. Last pitch, a called strike on Darren. Outfield deep and left, shortstop for the Raiders. Flippo directly between second and third. Here's a ball chopped to first. Nice play by Counts of Rushi. He'll take it himself, runs to the bag, and beats Darren Eilerman there for the out. One down as the play goes unassisted. First baseman Counts. And here's Logan Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Safe on a fielder's choice in the second. And was safe on the air by Quinter his last time up. Here's a high foul coming over out of play to our right at the end of the Fort Loramie dugout. And it cannot be caught. No balls, one strike, nothing in one on Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. One away for the Redskins. Top of the sixth, Fort Loramie leads 4-1 over Rushi. Here's the delivery by Cordonnier. Oh, it's a dandy. Waist high, outside half of the plate. Breaking pitch. And Logan Eilerman couldn't pull the trigger. He's down. No balls, two strikes. Cordonnier fires again. High bouncing ball up the middle. Nice play by Flippo in front of the second base bag. Wheels a throw on to Counts, and he nails the batter runner at first base by two steps. Tell you what, Chuck, Braylon Cordonnier in relief of Xavier Flippo has been sharp.
Yeah, he's throwing strikes, and he's doing a real nice job location-wise.
Here's Colin Lessing for Fort Loramie. Grounded out to third. Reached on a fielder's choice in his two trips. We have almost as many errors in this game as hits. Six errors, eight hits. 4-1 in favor of Fort Loramie, which took advantage of Rushi miscues and played at three in the fourth. Here's the ball looped to center. And
wow.
It is Chappie coming in. A diving catch by Zane Chappie. Oh, he lunged his body out in front, stretching every bit of his frame, and he picked it off just above the grass. Beautiful job by Chappie of Rushi, and the hitter Lessing is retired, and the Redskins have gone down in order the last two innings, six in a row. Rushi bats in the bottom of the sixth. Redskins 4, Raiders 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts.
carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Up so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors. Francis Manufacturing, which is new. Thank you so much, Francis Manufacturing. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. With us for each and every Fort Loramie contest throughout the school year. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Rushi Raiders bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch to the plate. It is Fissinger grounding one foul outside of third. Nothing and one on him.
I think it's 0-2.
I'm sorry, 0-2, yep. As I missed the first delivery by the pitcher, Christian McGee. That one is way high, 7 feet off the ground. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Fissinger for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning with Fort Loramie leading 4-1. Fissinger has walked and struck out in two at-bats. McGee fires. There's a pitch low and in. Swung on and missed. Good breaking ball by McGee. And there's one down here for Rushi in the bottom of the sixth inning.
McGee has been outstanding today.
Yep, he's throwing strikes when he's needed to. And Rushi very seldom, Chuck, has barreled the ball up.
No, they haven't hit it real hard at all.
Not square. And the count is no balls and a strike, nothing and one on the Rushi catcher, Cooper Unverfirth, who looks at a bouncing ball, 1-1. McGee, wild enough to keep you off balance at the plate, but then he's able to throw strikes when he's got to throw them. 1-1, one out. Pitch, the knees, outside corner. Yep, it's a strike, 1-2. He's got a two-seamer, which is several miles an hour slower than his fastball. And he's got that rising heater. He's got a good breaking pitch, which goes down and in against the right-hand batters. McGee fires. That's around the plate outside. The count goes to 2-2. 2-2 on Cooper Unverfirth. American flag beyond the right field fence is not moving. No wind at all here at the moment. McGee fires, and it's a good pitch by McGee. In on the hands, chopped softly to third. Play by Sanders on to Berger, out at first base. Two down for the Raiders. Here is Xavier Flippo, senior shortstop, who started the game on the bump for Rushi. He had thrown two innings on the hill in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks. Had some tenderness in the elbow. Started this game here today. Had a little difficulty with his command. Didn't get the curveball over as much as he would have liked. Here's the pitch low in the dirt to him.
But he deserved better than he got on the mound. Boy, they did not play good defense behind him, especially in that three-run inning.
Four errors for the Rushi Raiders. Those are errors of commission, another two or three of omission. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Flippo. Slightly open stance. Then he brings that left foot forward and even with his back foot and looks at strike two. Waist high on the outside part of the plate. McGee is wheeling and dealing here. 1-2 delivery upstairs, and the count goes to 2-2. Flippo a walk, a single. Was out second to first. Officially 1-2 in at-bats here in this game. Two down, none on for Rushi. Uh-oh, strike three as the hitter, Flippo, looked it over. Umpire rings him up. McGee with one heck of a pitch. That was a tailing away two-seamer on the knees on the outside corner. We go to the seventh. Fort Loramie still in front. 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We head now to the top of the seventh inning. Redskins come to bat on top in this game by a score of 4-2-1. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom at Goffney. Inventory is terrific. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years, family owned and operated. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Perdana ahead in the count, 0-2 on the first Fort Loramie hitter. In the top of the seventh inning, there's a ball thrown. It's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. And that might be, is that Berger, the first baseman, who's hitting for Fort Loramie? It's Gebhardt batting in place of McGee, who I would assume would re-enter on the bump for Fort Loramie. Ball fouled to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. So Christian McGee not batting here in the seventh, leading off this frame. It is Gebhardt is in the box, and he spanks one to third to Quinter. Quinter lunges toward the bag, and the ball shoots up his body, rolls into foul territory. Ball was ripped by Gebhardt. That's got to be an infield single, I would think.
That's a hit.
Simply because it was struck so sharply off the bat of Gebhardt. He's at first for Fort Loramie, which is up 4-1 and has a man aboard here in the top half of the seventh inning. And the batter is Dylan Sanders, who looks at one on the outside corner above the belt for a strike. Well, coming into this game, Chuck, Rushi statistically has played better baseball on the year defensively than Fort Loramie, but not here today.
Not today. Well, you know, pressure. Yeah, you know, you're playing at home. You need the win, and the team that got the advantage was Loramie.
That hit by Gebhardt for Fort Loramie off the bench was the Redskins' fifth. Gebhardt is going. Here's a good throw by the catcher, Unverfirth. Down to second base, Monon applies the tag out. Good job by Unverfirth, the catcher for Rushi. As he whistled a throw down to Monon, it was there in plenty of time. And Gebhardt for Fort Loramie is retired out stealing. Count on Sanders, nothing and two. Fouled out of play way down the right field line, curling beyond the fence. So it's nothing and two on Sanders. Levi Gebhardt Jr. had batted for McGee and had rifled a single to third off the body of Quinter. And then he was nailed at second trying to steal. The count now, a ball and two strikes on Sanders. We can't see the right field bullpen for Fort Loramie. Not aware that somebody had been warming up. McGee, I don't believe, is real close to that 125 max limit. The count, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Sanders. Fort Loramie leads 4-1, top of the seventh.
Wow.
Fastball spanked to right field. Right fielder Francis coming on, makes a headlong dive, gets his glove on it, cannot hang on. It's a single into right field for Sanders of Fort Loramie. As he took the outside fastball where it was pitched and roped it into right.
That's an art, too. You try to teach that to kids. You teach your head and hit the ball where it's pitched.
Up two singles for Fort Loramie in the seventh inning, but an out stealing in between. One out, one on Sanders at first. Sanders now 1-for-4 on the day. Strike called to Roger Hoing, who struck out his last trip to the plate after singles his first two times at bat. One strike, one out. Fort Loramie leads, top of the seventh. There's a throw by Cordonier to the plate. Yes, it caught the outside corner above the knees. He had some giddy up on that one. Two strikes here on Roger Hoing of Fort Loramie. Lead at first for Sanders, and now time is called as Hoing steps out of the box. Sanders leading again. Fissinger very deep in left, Chappie deep in center. Pitch to Hoing. He is over the left-hand batter's box, snagged by the catcher Unverfirth. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Cordonier in his stretch, looks at first, comes plateward. Hoing gets a bouncing ball to short to Flippo. Flippo to second for one. Return throw to first, not in time, as it looked like the batter runner beat it by about a third of a step. Two out now for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh. Hoing is aboard at first on the fielder's choice, 6-4. And here's Calvin Hoing stepping in. Tell you what, Chuck, I really do think when the base umpire is in the middle of the diamond, we've got as good, if not a better, vantage point to make calls at first base.
Oh, we do.
Than he does.
We're high and not looking through the first baseman.
No. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh. Redskins 4-1. Cordonier stretching, pitching to the plate. Cordonier's got some speed on that one. Outside corner at the belt. It is a strike to Calvin Hoing. He's 0-for-3. Popped to second, safe on an error at third. And he was out on a bouncer back to the mound. Cordonier throws over to first base, runner back. Chuck and I talked about the fact earlier, should these two teams meet again, it would be in a regional semifinal. The brackets are not configured to allow these two clubs to meet in a regional championship game like they did the last 2 years. Ball fouled over the top of the press box here alongside first. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Calvin Hoing for Fort Loramie, which is on top 4-1, having gotten a couple of hits here in the seventh. Fort Loramie had four runs, four hits entering the seventh inning. Now four runs, six hits. And the hitter for the Redskins climbs the ladder and cannot catch up to the Cordonier fastball. He is out on strikes. That's Calvin Hoing. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Fort Loramie hangs on. Redskins up 3-4-1 over Rushi on scores broadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com that could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 without the help from LaCalle. We thank LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center so much. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Airstream and Jackson Center, join the growing team at Airstream. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the industry's clear choice, your amazing glass connection. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Well, as we enter the bottom of the seventh inning, the first batter for the Rushi Raiders, Zane Shappy, spanks one to right field directly at Darren Eilerman, who makes the play about 270 feet from home plate, and that's an out. And we've got one down for the Raiders in the bottom of the seventh. Fort Loramie two outs away from winning the Shelby County Athletic League outright with a mark of 12-0. A loss for the Raiders would drop Rushi to a season-ending league mark of 10-2. And Fort Loramie would have swept the season series. This hitter for the Rushi Raiders, Braylon Cordonier, is hit by a pitch on the hip. Yep, you never know. One on, one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh. The Raiders need base runners. And Christian McGee obliged by hitting Cordonier right there. And here's the pitch to the next batter, Braden Monin, outside for a ball. 1-0 on Monin. Throw to first, Cordonier back. McGee is down in the count, 1-0 to the batter, Monin. He singled, walked, been hit by a pitch, and it's ball two. 2-0 on McGee. In his no-hitter against Minster, he put all kinds of runners aboard in the last two frames, wriggled out of trouble, did give up a run on a wild pitch. That delivery to the plate to Monin is skied to short right. Darren Eilerman comes on, camping. He's got it. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh. Two right field plays here in the seventh inning. Easy ones for Darren Eilerman. And now it's Hayden Quinter who tries to keep it alive for the Rushi Raiders. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Christian McGee on the bump for Fort Loramie, aiming for a complete game. Raiders have one on, two down. Monin swings at a low inside pitch and golfs it foul. A good 25 feet off the line at third beyond the Rushi dugout.
This Quinter, right?
Yep. Quinter is hitting. Monin just flew to short right. Upstairs with the pitch is Christian McGee. The ball a strike, 1-1 on Quinter. Quinter has flown to right twice, once to center, 0-for-3. Raiders need a base knock right here. Lou in the dirt, and it goes to 2-1. Rushi will gladly accept a base on balls, which would bring the tying run to the plate. McGee back on the bump, gets a sign from the catcher, Hoing, delivers. Curveball lofted in the air along the right field line. Eilerman drifts over. He's got it. And this one's in the books for Fort Loramie. How about that? Darren Eilerman makes all three plays in right field for Fort Loramie here in the seventh to end the game. That is, I think, symbolic that giddy-up McGee had on the fastball. The right-hand hitters just could not get around on it. They didn't hit it sharply. And here in the seventh, Rushi sprayed three balls to right field for outs. And this game is over. 4-1 win for Fort Loramie, which finishes Shelby County Athletic League play with a mark of 12-0 on the season. And Rushi, beaten twice by the Redskins, is in second at the close of the campaign in league action with a mark of 10-2. Chuck, we'll return to wrap it up here in just a couple of minutes. Fort Loramie 4, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schniffel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Well, we return to Rushi. Fort Loramie Redskins defeat the Rushi Raiders 4-1 after winning earlier in the year over Rushi by a count of 6-1. Fort Loramie Redskins now 19-4 on the year in the Shelby County League action with a mark of 12-0, taking first place outright. Next game for Fort Loramie is tomorrow on the road at Burn Union, south of Lancaster. It's a very good D4 high school program, and the Redskins play on the road tomorrow at Burn Union. First tournament game will be on Wednesday for Fort Loramie against either Lehman Catholic or Mississinewa Valley. The winner of that game will take on the Redskins at Fort Loramie next Wednesday. Meanwhile, for the Rushi Raiders, who have played now six games since May 5th and have gone 4-3 in that stretch, or I should say a 3-3 in that stretch. Next contest tomorrow on the road at Graham, and then Saturday, Rushi is down at Vandalia Butler. In a prep baseball report showcase, the opponent Indian Lake for Rushi on Saturday, and I think the second game at 2 or 3 o'clock down at Vandalia Butler. Rushi now 19-5 on the year, 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi will play next Wednesday in the sectional tournament against the Ansonia Fairlawn winner. Rushi, like Fort Loramie, will be at home next Wednesday. Higher seed is the home club in sectional tournament action, right up through the sectional final or district semifinal. Chuck, your observations today. We obviously did not see either team at its best. Fort Loramie did play better than Rushi. Rushi made enough errors, enough mistakes for the Redskins to cash in, and for the majority of this game had four runs and just four hits, thanks to four Rushi errors, five officially,
right,
and a few more of omission.
Well, I mean, they gave up that three run, and a game that's going to be this tight, and you just gift them three runs in an inning, it's hard for you to win a baseball game. I have only seen Rushi play three times. I watched the doubleheader Saturday and today. I know I have not seen them at their best, because I know that's a very talented baseball team. They are the defending state champions,
yep,
but they are just not playing their best baseball right now. And Loramie, I was a little surprised, because you know I had talked to you, and they were a little iffy defensively sometimes, but they played a terrific game today.
Sure did. The Redskins in Christian McGee and Maverick Grudich, two pitchers Rushi saw in the two meetings this year between the clubs, have a fine 1-2 punch. Grudich, McGee, righty, lefty, both go the distance this year to beat Rushi by scores of 6-1 and 4-1. And I tell you what, when you've got two healthy starters like Grudich and McGee, that will take you a long way in regional and state tournament play when you've got to compete twice in 2 days, twice in 3 days. Of course, you have to get there first.
Right.
That tournament trail is a long, windy road, and both Rushi and Fort Loramie have got to string together victories to meet again in what would be a regional semifinal at Springfield on, I think, what is that magical day they could play again, June 8th? It's
the 8th is a Friday. No, the 8th is a Saturday.
No, I don't think it's either one.
I'm just making stuff up now.
I'm looking down at Craig Fissinger to bail me out. But the regional tournament at Springfield on paper is set for, what, Thursday, Friday? So these two teams could meet again in the tournament on the Thursday semifinal day.
Yeah, that's the 8th.
Of the regional tourney at Springfield, June 8th. That's when they could meet again. The sectional and district tournament template is not configured in such a way this year that would allow these two to meet in a regional championship like so the last 2 years. We've got a couple more commercial breaks we'll take, then we'll return with our stars of this game. Fort Loramie defeats Rushi to take the Shelby County Athletic League outright. Final score 4-1 Redskins over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Four. Welcome back to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Final totals, Fort Loramie, 4 runs, 6 hits, a couple errors. Rushi a run, 4 hits, and 4 errors in this game. Our star or stars of this game, one for each team. Chuck, who do you like?
Max Kottner, I'm going to go with Fort Loramie. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Braylon Cordonnier. I thought he came in and did a nice job of shutting them down after that big inning, but they just couldn't get the offense going.
Yep, Braylon Sharp in relief of Xavier Flippo here today for Rushi. And Max Kottner for the Fort Loramie Redskins had a double and a single. He hit the ball hard twice. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And as we sit here, Jack and Chuck at Rushi, and we might amend slightly our stars of the game for the Fort Loramie Redskins and include Christian McGee, root-going performance on the mound, unofficially struck out 6, hit a couple batters, walked 1, 2, 3, 4 in a little hot water now and then, but made sure Rushi did not get the timely hit. And
He threw in excess of, well, in excess of 100 pitches, but he wasn't slowing down at the end. Christian McGee,
no,
certainly a star of this game.
Good lefty, has a good release, has a good curveball, tough to steal on because he keeps you close to the bag.
Yep.
He had a terrific game.
Our next coverage here on ScoresBroadcast.com is more than likely next Wednesday at Fort Loramie, Layman Catholic versus the Fort Loramie Redskins in a sectional tournament game, round two. Fort Loramie's got a bye on Monday. Layman has got to get by Mississinewa Valley. Cavaliers, a prohibitive favorite. And if Layman Catholic gets good pitching, like it got Tuesday night down at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons against Houston, Layman Catholic could probably play right with Fort Loramie unless the Redskins get another stellar pitching performance. And it's a mighty tough 1-2 punch. Righty Maverick Rudich and lefty Christian McGee, whom we saw here tonight.
Yeah, he had a terrific game. And, I mean, Loramie, they came into Rushi and took care of business.
Sure did. Fort Loramie once again wins the Shelby County League outright, 12-0 in league play this year. Rushi winds up 10-2. Fort Loramie now 19-4 on the season. Rushi 19-5. Two teams could play again, but not until the regional semifinal. Thanks so much to our online listening audience. We appreciate all of you. Gratitude to our sponsors making this broadcast possible on Scores Broadcast. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing, who has been assisting us on the air and technically in the background here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck McBee alongside once again here tonight on stats, color, and on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Rushi. Final score once more, Fort Loramie 4, Rushi 1.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.